Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The budget board that reviews spending items for Oklahoma County's Board of Commissioners wants the county to take back more than $25 million in federal coronavirus relief funds it originally transferred to its jail trust. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the board also voted for $15 million of that money to be used to help Oklahoma County businesses, nonprofits, and other organizations that were hurt by the pandemic.
The jail trust voted to return the money after months of protests against the decision to spend most of the county's CARES Act money on the local jail. The budget board made its decision after declining a motion by County Commissioner Kevin Calvey to postpone the vote. Calvey argued that the federal government would eventually extend the deadline to spend the relief funds. County Commissioner Carrie Blumert opposed that motion. She said there was no guarantee the December 30th deadline would be extended. According to the Oklahoma Industries Authority, which the county will trust to distribute the CARES Act funds, more than 300 organizations inside the county have applied for COVID-19 relief. It is now up to the Board of County Commissioners whether to accept the budget board's decisions. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
Oklahoma's hospitalizations continue to surge, with ICU capacity dipping to zero in metro areas such as Tulsa. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that as state officials try to balance optimistic messaging with calls to action, their partners' tones are getting bleaker.
A slew of Oklahoma's top officials addressed the public Tuesday. Governor Kevin Stitt and his top officials said that although numbers are concerning, there are several mechanisms at the state's disposal to shore up hospital space. Others had a more somber message. Integra's Chief Medical Officer Julie Watson said without improvement, capacity issues will force hospitals to delay care or ratchet down services.
Our worst nightmare right now for any one of us physicians or healthcare workers is having to choose between a patient in a car accident and a patient with COVID. An early cancer diagnosis and COVID.
In Tulsa, Mayor G.T. Bynum spoke during the city's regular briefing Tuesday, saying he hoped the news that Tulsa's ICUs were full the night before would be a wake-up call, and that although capacity is fluid, it's having a real effect already.
We had one city employee who contracted COVID-19, had just shy of 106-degree fever, and got turned away from two hospitals because his respiratory function wasn't bad enough.
All officials who spoke Tuesday, from the most optimistic to the most concerned, urged Oklahomans to do their part in containing the spread. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
The Norman City Council voted Tuesday to extend the city's mask mandate as COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the state. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Caitlin Howard reports the original ordinance was set to expire on November 30th, but the council voted unanimously to extend it to March 1st.
During the Tuesday council meeting, Norman Mayor Bria Clark echoed other state leaders in calling for Governor Kevin Stitt to issue a statewide mask mandate.
You know, I wish that our governor would do his job and lead instead of beg when it comes to mask mandates. Imagine if the state would have had a mask mandate when we put one in place. How many more people would be alive? Look at the numbers we're seeing in the successful reduction of the transmission of COVID-19 with mask mandates.
Dr. Dale Bratzler, Chief COVID Officer for the University of Oklahoma, said during the council meeting that even though almost every county in the state is seeing an increase in COVID-19 cases, a report from the Oklahoma State Department of Health shows that communities with mask mandates had a dramatically lower increase in the number of cases compared to communities without mask mandates. I'm Caitlin Howard.
Many Oklahoma prisoners will spend more time in prison than expected. The state's Department of Corrections is ending a program designed to give prisoners time off for good behavior and for getting a jump on their next steps after prison.
I mean, now that I see the Attorney General's opinion, I understand where it's coming from, but I had never really known that it was, you know, viewed as potentially problematic.
Why the state believes some credits given to prisoners aren't appropriate, coming up Thursday at 4:45 and 5:45 p.m. and Friday at 6:45, 7:45, and 8:45 a.m. here on the Texoma Report. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Laura Sullivan, crime and justice correspondent. NPR is a community. It's a voice for people all over this country. When I walk into a prison, sit in a courtroom, ride in a police car, I believe I am there because NPR's listeners have asked me to be there, to examine and explore and hold people to account, because this is what we do here. And it's really the only thing that matters. This is NPR.
Ever stop by KCCU's website while you're surfing the web? No? Then you're missing out. You could get in on the latest news, check out your favorite shows, and listen to KCCU live even when you're out of town. There are links to shows, pictures, and local event information. KCCU.org. Got it? www.kccu.org. www.kccu.org. Any questions?